Welcome to your question and podcast, a podcast where you basically just dive into my mind right now. We're on episode 2, where I'm going to talk about my illusion of financial freedom. Mind you, this is for me and me only. I have no sources to back me up, but hey, let's go on this journey together. So, I paid off my student loans. Yeah, I've been sitting with that sentence since February. And honestly, it feels like it should be a huge deal. And it is. And yes, I am proud of it. But, that's not the whole truth, is it? It hasn't brought a sense of peace or relief that everyone told me I was going to. Instead, I just look at my account and I see the next bill. Because everyone tells you in high school, go to college, get the degree, give the job. I guess it was some type of easy formula that just worked on everyone. And always, always ended in financial freedom. So that's what I did. Kinda. I left with a bachelor's in science and video production and a minor in business. I decided that a bachelor's wasn't enough. So I jumped right into a double master's while working full-time. I was in pain and the people around me were also in pain. I finished that in 2 years and I now have a master's in data science and also an MBA. I finished that school without adding to my loans. So at that point, I had 3 very expensive pieces of paper and about $8,000 left in loans. So that brings me back to where we're starting this combo today. 2 years later, we have episode 2. The loans are gone. But the reality is not the finish line. It's just a never-ending track, and you're tired before you even get on. Freelancing expenses, saving for a house, gas, that somehow costs more every week. Oh, and any unexpected emergencies. The only reason I saw a glimpse of this truth before diving headfirst into where I am now is because of one very honest professor during undergrad. It was in a freelancing class, and I'll never forget what he said. He sat us all down, looked around the room, and said, "Look, the world is not easy. Financial security is not promised. This system is impossible to navigate. But hopefully, this class, you'll figure out a way to make it work." And that stuck with me, because until then, no one told us the ugly truth of what it's like to be out of high school, what it's like to be out of college even, and now having the world's expectations of you making money on you. I'm still barely scraping by, and I have a full-time job and a part-time job, and I freelance. I say this knowing I am wholly blessed by my family. I would not be in the position I am without them. I owe everything to them for continually supporting me, sometimes just even reminding me to eat. They believe in me, and I know that they will support me as long as I just keep trying. And I am. But who wants to be supported by their family their whole life? I should be the one that's supporting them now, not the other way around. And my question still lingers. How are people expected to survive in this world, let alone thrive? When the scales are so unbalanced and stacked against us, what are we supposed to do? When being debt-free isn't equally secure anymore. And then you add disability to the mix. Trust me, that's a whole other thing. Because financial freedom, that's usually something I've been giving to people with disabilities. I'm insanely blessed to have the jobs that I do. And I know that not many people with disabilities get the opportunities I get. And so I try with every part of me to show up and to show out. Not just for me, but to show and be a path paver to the little kid behind me. But let's be real, trying to find a job that is willing to hire someone with a disability, it seems like almost an impossible task. I can tell you times and times again when I've been stood up or rejected. When they saw me, when beforehand, during phone calls and Zooms, I was the best candidate they had. And I have something that might be scary coming up in the future. And you want to know what my first dog is? What's my job when I think about this? Am I going to have a job after this? Now, I know that there's laws and stuff that protects people like me from those type of situations, but you can get along just about anything. I didn't want to compassionate for a few weeks, but what happens if it's not just a few weeks? Anyway, I know I'll be fine, because we adapt every day. We have to. And yet, after all this, I keep getting up. I keep playing a work game. I chase the dream, even though the N9 moves every time I do. So yes, I paid off my student loans. And yes, I'm very proud of that fact. But that was just one link in this entire chain called life. And there's still so many others. Financial freedom isn't just a single moment, it's a mix for some of us. A moving target. A dangling carrot. But maybe, just maybe, we can start talking about this. Start looking at the real reason why. And start realizing that maybe getting a degree and a job isn't the whole answer anymore. But the real world, it's messy. It's hard. It's unfair. But it's ours. The only way we can get through it is if we get through it together. I'll see you on the next episode. And just remember, we're all figuring it out as we go.